RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Sustainability of the seaport becomes a main discussion in the World Port Conference. President Joko Widodo writes tweet by to monitor Trans-Papua Highway project. Declaration to prioritize the use of Indonesian language in public room. Now the news in detail. Hundreds of delegations from 88 member countries taking part in the conference of the 30th International Association of Port and Harbors World Port Conference, starting from 7 until 12 of May 2017 in Nusa Dua Bali Convention Center. The conference discussed a number of important agendas. Acting Secretary of Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Ridwan Jamaluddin, said in Nusa Dua Bali on Wednesday that main discussion which becomes concern is about sustainability of seaport. Meanwhile, Pelindo as the committee will deliver the plan of sea toll and ambition of President Joko Widodo to make Indonesia as the world maritime axis.
Sustainability, masalah keberlanjutan.
For sustainability, sustainability problem in technology, I think we have seen some seaport in Indonesia which have applied a green port concept and use high technology and increase efficiency. Because President's message as leader of the government always says that Indonesian seaport must give the best and efficient services. Meanwhile, head of the committee is also executive director of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia or Persero F. Alvin Masase said that to create the sustainable seaport is the main attention of the country, especially Pelindo, which should become the main focus in order to be able to compete with other seaports in the world. He also hopes that the annual meeting can produce perustins. The important point is how all members change their opinion and experience each country in developing seaport sector in each country. President Joko Widodo writes a deed by to supervise the construction of Trans-Papua Highway in Jayawijaya District. President Joko Widodo traveled down the 7-kilometer long of Wamena Mamugu One Road. The president admitted that he was faced with a number of difficulties while riding the two-wheel off-road vehicle. The government invited the National Armed Forces TNI during the Trans-Papua Road construction. The team traveled through Papuan harsh geographical condition that ascends to 3,200 meters above sea level. TNI are tasked to handle the initial phase of the construction. Minister of Public Works and Public Action will continue to handle the project finishing stages. Language is identity of one nation, thus Indonesians should be proud with the language of unity, Indonesian language. Related to the identity of the nation, Minister of Education and Culture through Development Council and Language Development, the Friend of National Education Day on May 2nd and 12th Coordination Equipment Day on May 20th, held prioritization of state language movement at Sumantri Brojonegoro Sport Hall in Jakarta on Wednesday. The event, which was attended by students, cultural activists, and officials of the Ministry and Regional Government of Jakarta, was marked by a declaration of prioritization of state language in the public room, which was sounded by the participants. Head of the Development Council and Language Development, Professor Dadan Sunendar, said on the sidelines of the event to our rival service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, that the declaration becomes momentum to more strongly glue the unity of the nation and love the Indonesian nation through language.
Kampanye ini menjadi sebuah momentum untuk mengingatkan masyarakat.
The campaign becomes a momentum to remind people that we have a national adhesive name.
Yang keduanya, kita juga melihat alasan kegiatan ini, yaitu melihat ruang publik kita ini masih banyak penggunaan bahasa asing yang tidak semestinya. Karena itu ruang publik merupakan ruang literasi sepanjang hayat. Jadi artinya masyarakat itu akan selalu melihat ruang publik. Ketika di ruang publiknya yang dilihatnya itu bahasa-bahasa orang lain,
in foreign languages. So the question is that why we are not proud and love
dan tidak mencintai the great Indonesian language.
Professor Dadan Sunendar further said that the use of Indonesian language preparing as a state language also been long campaign to the stakeholders such as president, ministers, governors, regions, and other state institutions. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Culture Scholarship Program BSBI 2017 was officially opened on Wednesday, May 10, 2017 at Gedung Pancasila of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. The Indonesian Culture Arts Scholarship is a program of Ministry of Foreign Affairs which has been implemented since 2003. In 2017, this program enters the 15th year. The purpose of this activity is to introduce the young generation of other countries with a variety of Indonesian identities such as a value to respect for diversity, teamship, politeness, tolerance, and openness. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ian Pachir, after the opening ceremony hall, told media that the BSBI participants are expected to become friends of Indonesia in the future.
Kita harapkan mereka juga membantu perwakilan kita di sana.
We expect them to help our representatives there to improve relationship and cooperation which cover not only from cultural side but also political cooperation, economic relation, and all kinds.
Hubungan emosional, hubungan politik, dan kerjasama ekonomi segala macam.
Over the last 15 years, this program has attracted 718 graduates from 63 countries who became friends of Indonesia and also has helped the promotion of Indonesian countries of region. BSBI 2017 program has started on May 8, 2017 and will be closed with a colossal cultural performance entitled in Indonesia Channel, Performance of Sahabat Indonesia on August 19, 2017 in Surabaya, East Java. The team in the Indonesian Culture Art Scholarship 2017 is celebrating the diversity, harmonization, and harmony. The priority countries of BSBI 2017 participants are ASEAN member countries, a number of European countries, Asia, Africa, and partner countries of interfaith dialogue. There are six new countries in BSBI 2017, namely Kyrgyzstan, Belgium, Ukraine, Mexico, Argentina, and Tajikistan. In addition, there are four young Indonesians from Papua, Central Sulawesi, Central Kalimantan, and East Java. Indonesia plans to change all warships and fighter aircraft which had been above 30 until 40 years. The realization still waits for a decision of President Joko Widodo and House of Representatives approval. Press release of the Minister of Defense on Wednesday said that the Indonesian Minister of Defense, Ria Misharias Chudu, after holding bilateral meeting with the Swedish Minister of Defense, Charles Anders Peter Hultqvist, at Kalbet Castle, Stockholm, Sweden. Minister Misharias Chudu also said that his side is very interested in a number of Swedish military industries such as weapon military technology system including Gripen J-39 fighter aircraft produced by Saab. Minister Misharias Chudu also further said that in principle Indonesia will change outdated military main weapon system, but according to Minister Misharias Chudu, the plan to change the military main weapon system cannot be held instantly. The official Minister Misharias Chudu to Sweden is follow-up of the cooperation agreement in the field of defense, which was signed by defense ministers of Indonesia and Sweden in Jakarta early December 2016. China Development Bank CDB will disburse funds for Jakarta-Bandung bullet train project this month. Human Resources and System Development Director of State-owned construction company Wijaya Karya Wika Nobel Arsyad said on Wednesday, May 10, that the fund is expected to be disbursed in the second or third week of this month. Nopal also said that CBD loan will be disbursed in three installments. The first will amount to $1 billion. He added that the dates and amounts of the next installment are not yet known. He further said that some problems encountered in the project, including the land clearing of Halim Perdana Kusumera, are already solved. The last item, more than 1,000 athletes expected to participate in this year's Brintan Triathlon on May 20 until 21st with boost tourism in Rio Island province. The athletes from various parts of Indonesia as well as abroad with participants from neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Singapore as well as further afield such as Australia, France, the United Kingdom and Germany. The triathlon consists of Olympic distance, sprint distance, youth distance, fundraise to a challenge and kids distance categories. Athletes will participate in a multi-stage competition involving swimming, cycling, running, which differ in distances designated for each category. Bintan Research Chakrawala Group General Manager Abdul Wahad has said recently in Bintan that in Bintan has been marked as annual increase in tourism numbers since the introduction of Bintan Triathlon with 90% of them from abroad. Abdul said the event is an international scale sport competition which has been organized 13 times in Bintan, especially in Nirwana Garden Resort area. According to Indonesian Tourism Minister Yahya, it holds various attractions such as sport and event tourism as well as natural beauty. This is a major attraction for visitors from Singapore and Malaysia. That's news of the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled Fighting Against Hoax. Hoax or false news is no longer a national issue but a global issue, although it differs in quality and quantity. The public of Indonesia in particular must be saved from the exposure and influence of the false news, which will be even more damaging when compared with the hate speech. The integrity of the nation's community building is at stake with the misleading information. Through good quality journalistic product, the press can fight against fake news. The mass media must be able to confirm all the confounding of information as well as putting the issue right. All must be based on facts, not opinions, let alone speculation. The press, in charge of enlightening and providing a true understanding of the events amidst the people, it cannot be trapped into the confusion of the false news, especially in social media and chatting groups. Indonesia hosted the World Press Freedom Day event, which took place on May 3, 2017. The role of the media is very important in promoting peaceful and just society. This message reflects the call against false news and the importance of the press as a guide to the public not to lose direction. Not just monopolizing Indonesia, hoax material combined with hate speech is produced and disseminated with no handicap through social media. The misleading and rubbish information also often disrupts business entities and state institutions. Fake news is getting tighter in the moment of political constellation. The supporters of each contestant are busy producing and disseminating information for the benefit of the winner. Mutual attacks with hoax were colored with SARA, and hate speech has been rampant since 2014 presidential election until the gubernatorial election of Jakarta. Credible media will not participate in spreading the hoax just to hook their readers by chasing the trending topic that is busily discussed in social media. There is nothing wrong with social media as long its users are wise in sorting out and selecting such false information. Of course, the press, which has firm and clear rules and codes of ethics, is different from social media. The press in the past was media to struggle, but today's press has now turned into an industry. However, there is no change in the responsibility of the press to educate the public. The role of a good press should be able to trigger a change of society towards better situation. With a lot of experience, Indonesian press must be more mature and are not easy to follow the spread of false information. It's time for the press to fight against the false information by displaying factual, educated, and credible news. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start from an event on May 11, 1940, when British and French troops entered Belgium. The Battle of Belgium or Belgian Campaign, often referred to as the 18 Days Campaign in Belgium, formed part of Greater Battle of France, an offensive campaign by Germany during the Second World War. It took place over 18 days in May 1940 and ended with the German occupation of Belgium following the surrender of the Belgian army. On 10 May 1940, Germany invaded Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Belgium under the operational plan Folget or Kaiserslautern. The Allied armies attempted to hold the German army in Belgium, believing it to be the main German thrust. After the French had fully committed the base of the Allied armies to Belgium between 10 and 12 of May, the Germans enacted the second phase of their operation, a breakthrough or sickle cut through Ardennes and advanced toward the English Channel. The German army here reached the Channel after 5 days. Encircling the Allied armies, the Germans gradually reduced the pocket of Allied forces, forcing them back to the sea. The Belgian army surrendered on 28 May 1940, ending the battle. Israel is a country in Western Asia situated at the southeastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea. It shares land borders with Lebanon to the north, Syria in the northeast, Jordan on the east, and the Palestinian territories comprising the West Bank and Gaza Strip on the east and southwest, respectively, and Egypt and the Gulf of Aqaba in the Red Sea to the south. It contains geographically diverse features within its relatively small area. Israel's financial center is Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem is both its designated capital and the most populous individual city under the country's governmental administration. Israeli sovereignty over Jerusalem is internationally disputed. United Nations General Assembly Resolution 273 was adopted on May 11, 1949 to admit the State of Israel to membership of the United Nations. It was passed following the approval of UN Security Council Resolution 69 on March 4, 1949. And the next event was in 1981 when Bob Marley died. Robert Nesta Bob Marley was a Jamaican singer-songwriter, musician, and guitarist who achieved international fame and acclaim, blending mostly reggae, ska, and rocksteady in his compositions. Starting out in 1963 with the group The Wailers, he forged a distinctive songwriting and vocal style that would later resonate with the audiences worldwide. The Wailers would go on to release some of the earliest reggae records with producer Lee Scratch Perry. After The Wailers disbanded in 1974, Marley pursued a solo career upon his relocation to England that culminated in the release of the album Exodus in 1977, which established his worldwide reputation and produced his status as one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, with sales of more than 70 million records. Diagnosed with acralentinous melanoma in 1977, Marley died on 11 May 1981 in Miami at the age 36 years. He was a committed Rastafari who imbues his music with a sense of spirituality. He is credited with the popularizing reggae music around the world and served as a symbol of Jamaican culture and identity. Marley has also evolved into a global symbol and inspired numerous items of merchandise. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of Focus today is Fashion ASEAN Economic Community, AC, Asian Academicians Discuss Requirement of S3 Degree. Tens of academicians from various universities in Asian countries gather in Surabaya, East Java. The professors, lecturers, researchers who gather in the 30th International Conference, Indonesian expert and lecturer Atri exchange the latest information about the world of science, education, knowledge, economics until the plan to apply the standard of lecturer's requirement must be S3 degree. Chairman of the 30th International Conference Committee of Atri, Professor Supari Muslint in Surabaya on Friday said the academicians gathered in Surabaya for various disciplines. In addition, there were some rectors from home and abroad. This international cooperation was an act to produce a better quality of education. Professor Supari Muslim said that every year the professor lecturers from various universities such as from Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, South Korea, and some other Asian and ASEAN countries discuss all disciplines such as technology, science, economics, business, education, mathematics, vocational training. He also pointed out that one of the material discussed by the academician was how to deal with ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. In addition, they also discussed how the quality standards of education and cooperation among the 10 member countries of ASEAN can be dealt with for the common interest of ASEAN community. The vocational training and labor certification were also discussed in the meeting. Supari Muslim added that ASEAN is heading towards standardization of labor in industry. This standardization is the test of education. Supari Muslim added that if now the attention of the world is the countries in Europe and also America, but in the future Asia will become the center of the world's economy. Therefore, educators are responsible for preparing good quality human resources so that the trend of Asia can be anticipated well. Meanwhile, Rector University Tun Hussein on Malaysia, UTHM Professor Wahid bin Rashali, viewed that cooperation among universities in Asia is a must in a bid to improve the quality standard of education. Therefore, he strongly agrees with various synergies in various fields of education. In addition, the academicians who gather in Surabaya also discuss the standard of lecturers who teach in university in the Asian region. Currently, the requirement to become a lecturer is minimal education with strata 2 or postgraduate. In the future, there will be changed with minimum requirement of strata 3 or doctor. Listener, that was Focus Today. Thanks for listening. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Hundreds of delegations from 88 member countries taking part in the conference of the 30th International Association of Port and Harbor World Port Conference starting from 7 until 12 May 2017 in Nusa Dua, Bali Convention Center. President Joko Widodo rides a deed by to supervise the construction of the Trans-Papua Highway in Jayawijaya District. President Joko Widodo traveled down the 7 km long of Wamena Mamugu One Road. Language is an identity of one nation, thus Indonesians should be proud with the language of unity, Indonesian language. Related to the identity of the nation, Minister of Education and Culture through Development Council of Language Development, the PRENOV. On National Education Day on May 2nd and to welcome National Education Day on May 20th, held prioritization of state language movement at Sumantri Brojonegoro Sport Hall in Jakarta on Wednesday. Indonesian Art and Culture Scholarship Program, BSBI 2017, was officially opened on Wednesday, May 10, 2017, at Gedung Pancasila of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. Indonesia plans to change all warship and fighter aircrafts which had been above 30 until 40 years. The decision still waits for decision of President Joko Widodo and the House of Representatives' approval. China Development Bank, CDB, will disburse funds for Jakarta-Bandung Bullet Train Project this month. Human Resources and System Development Director of State-owned Construction Company Wijaya Karya Wika Nobel Arsha said on Wednesday, May 10, that the fund is expected to be disbursed in the second or third week of this month. More than 1,000 athletes expected to participate in this year's Bintan Triathlon on May 20 until 21st will boost tourism in Rio Island Province. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Indonesian Wonder, and Miss Eleni.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Barapan Ayam from Sumbawa. Stay tuned. Listener, on April 5, 2017, villagers enthusiastically gathered at a square in Tambak Sari Village, Poto Tano Subdistrict, West Sumbawa Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province, to watch Barapan Ayam. Barapan Ayam is one of the folk traditions of West Sumbawa and Sumbawa Besar Regency. It is a chicken competition where a pair of chickens compete to touch a saga or wooden stake in the finish line. This competition is to enliven 320 kilometers of cross-country race of Sumbawa. There are 186 pairs of rooster that compete in this tradition and unique game. The speed to touch saga is the main requirement of the chicken pair to win the game. Listener, Barapan Ayam usually takes place on an open arena. When racing, a pair of chickens are fitted with noga or wooden power, 60 cm rattan with colorful ornaments which is tied to the two chickens' neck so that the chicken can run together. A jockey leads the chickens to run with a lutar, a stick made of bamboo or rattan. The lutar functioned like a twig or chemati to lead the chickens. The chicken speed is depending on the skill of jockey who directs the chickens so that it can run to reach the saka or finish line. Barapan Ayam is led by Sandro and held by some referees who hold the start flag, a timekeeper, and a whistleblower. Barapan Ayam consists of various stages based on the prizes, namely the class of teens, adults, general, and star classes. There are provided three winners for each class. The star class usually more exciting because of the prize is quite tempting. Interestingly, there is also a knowledge contest between the Sandro and the chicken's owner. The owner is attempting to let their chickens touch saga. Meanwhile, the Sandro, with his ability to bend the chickens' direction, do not touch the saga, because when the chickens do not touch the saga, the prizes automatically belong to Sandro. Many jockeys or the chicken's owner doing a ritual a day before the race in order to achieve the victory. For example, watering the entire chicken's body. This is for the chicken to have no any problem when racing. Listener, Barapan Ayam is the ancestral tradition of Sumbawa people or Taus Samawa. The purpose of the race is to entertain and also a media to gather villages in the rice planting season. But recently, Barapan Ayam becomes a weekly event. In addition to preserve the tradition, Barapan Ayam nowadays becomes a hobby of communities starting from kids, teens, and adults. Thank you. listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Barapan Ayam from Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening and see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Nuke, in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Consumer Day 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, April 20th was set as National Consumer Day based on Presidential Decree No. 13-2012 about National Consumer Day, with reference to the Act of No. 8-1999 about the consumer protection. April 20th was selected because of the date is the date of enactment of the Consumer Protection Act. In addition to increasing consumer awareness of their rights and obligation, the National Consumer Day is also expected to place consumers as the subject determinants of economic activities, as well as intelligent consumers who love domestic products. Thus, it is expected that business actors would be motivated to improve the quality of their products and services so that the products are ready to be housed in their own country and are able to compete in the global market. This year, National Consumer Day's theme is Smart Consumer Movement, Independent and Love of Domestic Products, with sub-theme of Smart Consumer with High Nationalism Using Domestic Products. Smart consumers are consumers who are able to enforce their rights in carrying out their obligation, as well as are able to protect themselves from harmful goods or services. Loving domestic products is a form of pride and love to the people of Indonesia. Using local products can foster a sense of pride and love to the nation of Indonesia in improving Indonesia's economy and to improve the prosperity of society. Listener, the peak event of National Consumer Day is held in Semarang, Central Java. The event began with a seminar, Building Trade Transaction Through a Reliable Electronic Choir Contest in Semarang, and distributing souvenir in Car-Free Day in Jabodetabek, Bandung, and Semarang. The National Consumer Day is also conducted locally in some regions across Indonesia, such as Pariaman and Padang. To commemorate the National Consumer Day 2017, Ministries of Industry, Trade, Cooperative, and Small and Medium Enterprises held Fun Walk with Prize, and also the election of Smart Consumer Ambassador on Sunday, April 17, on the Gandoria Pariaman Beach Stage, Pariaman, West Sumatra. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back. With me, Hernita in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduce you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition of Music Corner, we'll introduce you to a singer from North Sumatra, Judika. Judika has a very beautiful voice and he is able to reach a high-pitched tone. Since childhood, he has shown his amazing vocal talent. His family gives full support in channeling his talent. He also won the title of champion in the Indonesian Idol singing contest in 2005. Even the world band Michael Learns to Rock admired Judika's voice. Judika then went into a recording company and released a number of beautiful songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Aku Yang Tersakiti by Judika. Happy listening.
Teganya kau putuskan
singing talent has seen since Judika was in elementary school in Prastagi, North Sumatra. He even made a vocal group with Roy, his brother, Junaidi, his best friend, and Jonathan, his best friend also, and they have been contracted by a 5-star international hotel in Prastagi. Then many said he has potential to be a star. The little Judika wanted to prove it. Then he tried his ability through Bahana Suara Pelajar, the student singing contest, and grabbed the first winner for North Sumatra level and was quite satisfied in the third position for the national level. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Jadi Aku Sebentar Saja by Judika. Happy listening.
Telah lama kau tinggalkan ku, sempat sia-siakan aku. Pergi jauh, titipkan peri, tak sedikit pun peduli. Seandainya kamu merasakan jadi aku sebentar saja, takkan sanggup hatimu terima.
Listener, in addition to a solo career, currently Judika is also active as the vocalist of the Mahadewa group band led by Ahmad Dhani. not only the profession as a singer, Judika also began to explore the acting world. He played in the film Si Jago Merah in 2008, and in 2009 he played in the movie The Tarik Jabrik 2. With his girlfriend Dumariri Silalahi, now his wife, he also played in the movie Impal or Pariban. In the Indonesian Movie Awards 2009, Judika won the award in the category of Best Male New Actor through the film Si Jago Merah in 2008. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Setengah Mati Merindu by Judika. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa.
Mengapa waktu tak pernah berpihak kepadaku? Apakah aku terlalu banyak berkelana? Mengapa kita masih saja tak pernah bersatu? Selalu saja bertemu, bertemu saat kau milik yang lain. Mungkin kau bukanlah jodohku, bukan takdirku. Terus terang, aku merindukanmu setengah mati. Merindu tiada henti, merindukanmu masih hatiku. Untukmu aku tetap menunggu. Mengapa waktu tak pernah berpihak kepadaku? Apakah aku terlalu banyak berkelana? Mungkin kau bukanlah jodohku, atau bahkan bukan takdirku. Terus terang, aku merindukanmu setengah mati. Merindu tiada henti, merindukanmu masih hatiku. Untukmu
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Sakitnya, oh sakitnya. untuk melupakanmu. Namun aku tak mampu, oh kekasihku. Telah ku coba untuk jalani semua rasa cintaku yang tulus untukmu. Jauh sudah ku jalani arti hidup ini, yang ku harap dapat buatku berdiri. Biarkanlah ku jalani semua tanpa dirimu di sisiku lagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.